Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. I'm going to be playing some music tonight before we pull people in.
I am born, rise up, ding, ding, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul, rise up, ting, ting, like glitter.
Song. So tonight's show is going to be a little dark. Albert's on the line and Don will be calling in, and also Wade. How do we interpret this COVID life? Job loss, moral loss, personal loss? Is life worth going on? I've had some major transition the last few days. I lost two jobs due to a specific reason. I'm down to one job. I'm still getting partial unemployment. Life has been a lot of upheaval. My son is still in the quarantine unit at Fort Benning for COVID. I would not say it's been the most stellar week. I'm also applying at McDonald's, of all places. But I do have a warm soft spot in my heart because my son worked there for 5 years. So with that, I'm going to pull in Albert and then Don. Good evening, Albert. How are you tonight?
Oh, hello. Yeah, I'm doing, I'm surviving.
Hi, Albert. Hi, Albert. How are you tonight?
Surviving, you know, living.
Yeah, I feel the same way, just surviving right now. How are you, Don, tonight?
Hello, Jane. Hello, Robert. Hello, everyone. I'm doing great.
Yeah, Wade's going to be calling in, and he had a few things to say.
No problem.
Most of the headline news this week concerned Texas. because they're going through an environmental crisis with the, they can't, their states can't seem to handle the cold weather. Their electricity is only run by the state of Texas. It's not run by private corporations. A family died from trying to stay warm, so they turned their engine on in their garage with the door shut. Obviously, they weren't educated enough to know that that kills you. And people have been going hungry because their food spoiled due to the power outage, and then they had to set up emergency food shelves because some of the stores had empty shelves because of the freeze-out, the delivery trucks could not get there. So anyways, Texas has their own, I just want to read something about it, okay? Just a second here. I don't know why they chose to do that. Do you guys know why Texas chose to have their electricity state run?
Most of it is of different levels of energy than just gas and oil. Texas has some nuclear. They've got some other hybrid energy sources that the government subsidizes. So Texas is a right-to-work state, so they can do pretty much whatever they want. Opportunity zone. And they're trying everything. So the state and the federal government own quite a bit of their energy sources.
Yeah, I guess there are some choices. I just looked up, but the recent cold wave and storm in Texas has placed considerable focus on the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, the nonprofit corporation that manages the flow of electricity to more than 26 million Texans. Together, ERCOT and similar organizations manage about 60% of the United States power supply. So let me just read a little bit on this. From my research on the structure of the U.S. electrical industry, I know that rules set by entities like ERCOT have major effects on American energy choices. The current power crunch in Texas and other affected states highlights the delicate balancing act that's involved in providing safe, reliable electricity at fair, reasonable prices. It also shows how arcane features of the energy markets can have big effects at critical moments. The electric age began in 1882 when the Edison Illuminating Company sent power over wires to 59 customers in Lower Manhattan from Pearl Street Generating Station. Edison was America's first owned electric company. A company that generated electricity moved into transmission lines and delivered to customers. And then they go on with the history. But anyways, I guess it's, ERCOT sounds like a good thing because they're nonprofit, but there's really only 10 or so major power umbrellas in our nation. There's MISO that covers the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, all the way down to Louisiana. Then there's the Southeast Quadrant. PJM, a New York one that's independent, ISO Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, and California's called CAISO. So all I'm saying is that whatever happened, monkeys have died at a zoo, people have died, they're freezing, hungry, and cold. It's not a good thing. It just seems like every now and then there's a, like, we've gone through crisis after crisis the last 3 or 4 years in America, it seems. Does it seem like that for you guys? Hello?
Go ahead, Albert.
Hello? Oh, were you talking
yeah,
to me?
Yeah, Albert, you got to stay alert because Wade just called in, but we only have three people until I pull him in.
Okay.
Well, go ahead and pull him in. Go. I'm going.
Well, you live in a temperate climate, Albert, so I don't know if you're going hungry or freezing from no power, but we did ask you a question.
No.
Yes,
I do live in the Riverside County area of California. And the south side of Riverside County, and it does get pretty hot here in the summer. And yes, if the power did went out, I mean, I can imagine 120 degrees outside, and usually inside the houses, it gets hotter than the outside because, you know, the way, you know. Anyways,
Do you think you could make it with no electricity, no air conditioning for like a couple weeks? Would you survive?
Well, in the spring and the winter, yes. You know, if it was in the fall, spring, winter, yes. But not in the summer. Not when it's the hottest time. Not when it's the hottest times of the month. No. But right here, it doesn't get really cold. Now over there in Texas, they have the opposite over there, right? It was really cold over there. It was freezing, right? They had to kind of evacuate. They couldn't live there, so some of the people were leaving. But when they came back because the power was back on, there was a lot of snow up in the roof. And when you're not at home and take care of your house and you just let snow sit up there, some of it kind of melts and then it goes into the houses. So a lot of the houses were literally falling apart from the rooftop, raining down from the rooftop to the water. You know what I mean? Water damage, you know, rooftop water damage.
Well, that's
you know what I mean? You got to maintain your homes. But anyways.
Yeah, you have to maintain your roof.
Yeah. So, that's the problem. When the power went off, you couldn't be home anymore, right? They had to leave temporarily, you know, to the shelters and whatnot that they had power and stuff like that.
There were also a lot of broken pipes.
Over pipes and everything. Water, I mean, electricity's not, so you don't have the motors pumping the water, nothing going on, so it freezes over, and people don't get water because it freezes over and whatnot. Et cetera, the list goes on, right? And so, you know, the power's back on, but, you know, people don't have water now. And they did start distributing water, but not exactly, you know, fast on time. In fact, I did watch some YouTube videos of some people literally cooking water in a pan. So it turns out there's ways that you can put a block of ice in a pan, and you could just boil it to kill all the bacteria. And then after you boil it, then you can grab like a shirt or like a cloth or whatever, and use it as a filter to filter all the, you know, all the big
people
stuff.
Can also,
and then you
well,
can actually
didn't
drink
have,
it.
If the electricity didn't work, they could turn. If it worked, they could put their stove on for heat. That's what I did at Colorado Mike's house when he lowered his temperature.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to pull Wade in. He's already on the line, but I had to mention something before he talks. This one guy in Texas named Mr. Gritty, he because of the historic winter storm, the reason the power grid went out is because a lot of people were trying to heat their homes suddenly, and that's why it crashed. But he had an empty home that he isn't renting now, but he kept the heat at 60 because he didn't want his pipes to freeze. And then he got a $6,300 bill because I guess the demand and supply went up for some reason. So then he called, they go by megawatts per hour. But anyways, it skyrocketed, and then he called for advice, and they told him to switch power companies. But that ERCOT company I was telling you about, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, they service over 90% of the state. So it's really not that easy to just switch. Well, with that, we're going to pull in Wade. Wade, is it colder than usual in Arizona?
Colder than the average. It's not It's not unusually cold, just a bit colder than normal. But
it's not unbearable.
It's fairly warm. Oh no, no. It's actually nice because it in the summer it gets unbearable here. At least here in the Maricopa County, but if you go up north, it gets a lot colder with they get snow and stuff.
Yeah,
in northern
up
Arizona.
By Flagstaff.
Yeah, Flagstaff.
So
we
kind of have an open topic tonight. There is one topic I wanted to bring up, Wade, but I wanted you to bring up that comment that you mentioned to me earlier about an actress getting banned or an actor. So why don't you start with that topic tonight?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was thinking I could comment on the current topic, but if you wanted, we could talk about that. That's kind of in the news, a lot of YouTube videos. It's Gina Carano was on The Mandalorian, and they said they fired her for a meme, which the strange thing is the meme is not really anything very toxic. If you look at the meme, there's nothing wrong with it. But they're claiming, I guess if people don't do their research and look at what she actually posted, they're claiming she's spreading hate and stuff like that. What it was, she posted a meme that talked about how in Germany, leading up to World War II and the rounding up the Jews, the propaganda that the Nazis were pushing were turning the neighbors against the Jews and demonizing them long before they started rounding them up. So that kind of made way for them to round up the Jews. And she made the point of, like, we shouldn't be doing the same thing right now. We shouldn't be demonizing each other. And I guess Disney thought that was an evil, toxic post and fired her. And a lot of social justice people are complaining about her. So it's just really strange. But she ended up getting a deal with Ben Shapiro. Daily Wire is going to fund her doing a movie that she's going to, I guess, write, direct, and produce and star in herself.
What's The Mandalorian? Weird. Is that a movie or a series?
Ah, that's a TV series. It's The Mandalorians are what Boba Fett was, if you remember Boba Fett in Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. So there's been a series about a Mandalorian. They go around wearing the helmets and the special kind of helmet and armor. It's a Star Wars series.
Oh, cool.
So is this, and this character is a bounty.
Did you, Albert or Don, did you hear anything about that actress?
Go ahead and let Wade finish what he was saying.
Yeah.
Because
I will let him finish, but did you guys hear anything about that actress getting fired?
Yes. She is I've heard Reno and the Carano's ran the biggest casino ranches in the world with the El Dorado Resort. And so she's the, I believe, niece of Lynn Carano, who is the head of it all. And he used to be the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. But I believe that she's Gina Carano, the niece.
I just looked up the article. She's kind of tough looking.
She's the Carano.
She's pretty tough,
she's
the
Carano.
Right.
They don't play. I believe her uncle.
By the way, it was Disney who fired her.
Right. Well, played Dallas. He played quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. So those
she
guys.
She did.
Glenn Carano, her uncle. I believe it's uncle.
I was gonna be surprised. Wait, what?
I thought you said played. I thought you said
no.
She played quarterback.
Yeah.
I said her uncle.
I mean, we're not far from having women's football, but I didn't think it existed yet. But I'm sure it will before long. There's a suspicion about this story.
We have the Spark Stingers. They were the national champions in women's football.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, that's
interesting. What are they called? What are they called, Don?
I think
the Spark what?
The Stingers, what's their last name? The Sparks Stingers, I believe it is. But it's a women's football event. 2018, we were the national champions. Sparks.
Oh, really? Gina Carano is a former MMA fighter.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'd like to talk something. I'd like to mention something interesting. A really quick story on our history that a lot of people don't know, and I can guarantee, I can guarantee that somebody's not going to know. Somebody listening to this is not going to know, at least.
Go ahead.
Okay.
But just also let people finish what they have to say now and then. But go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have the floor.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
Thank you. Okay. So on July 18, 1945, a B-25 Mitchell bomber of the United States Armed Force and the United States Armed Air Force crashed into the Empire State Building in New York while flying in a thick fog. The accident caused a death of 14 people, three crewmen and 11 people in the building. The damage estimated about $1 million, equivalent to the $14 million in 2019. Through the building structure, the integrity was not compromised. Now, when the B-25 bomber crashed into the Empire State Building in 1945, it blew through seven walls. So basically, it blew a hole through the other side. It also broke the elevator cable, which a lady was in the elevator at the time, and the elevator dropped, and the lady survived. And
wow.
It took her 8 months to recover from the fall, but she was on the world record for the tallest fall through the elevator and survived. And the problem was, and the thing is, how she survived is that the elevator did the brake emergency was working, but it wasn't fast enough to slow down. So what it was is there was an air pocket that helped the elevator slow down, and also a lot of the cable that fell down provided a cushion, so when the elevator fell down, she didn't take a hard impact, and that's how she survived. Now, this was not a lot of people. I didn't know about this, and I saw that people posted comments on the internet. Some 60-year-old guy didn't even know this either. So there's seniors out there that don't even know about this. Seniors that don't even know about this. That in 1945, a B-25 bomber crashed into the Empire State Building. And of course, it didn't cause any crush. And also, by the way, it took 40 minutes for the firefighter crew to finally get up there and put out the fire. 40 minutes. It took 40 minutes for the firefighter crew to get up there and douse the fire and take care of the fire, right? Douse the fire off. And the building was still good, you know? That's just an interesting
history. How much did
fact.
It damage the building?
Well, the thing is, I saw through a Canadian History Channel or whatever, this was posted in a different country, the videos. And so they saw how they can bend the tube, the steel bar structure, the huge steel bar structures that they use. They actually bend it almost to like a 90 degree angle or something, and so those steel bars can actually bend a lot and survive. Also too, they set one on fire and they showed that they can survive. So even when the building was on fire for 40 minutes, the firefighter got out there and put it out. So, I mean, get that, right? But of course, it's kind of a little bit different than the recent, airstrike that actually ended up dropping the buildings.
Yeah. Then
I hear ya.
True. All right.
So,
I had another point.
I'm guessing
about
you guys didn't know.
Toronto.
Yes or no? Did you guys already know?
No, I didn't.
No, I never heard that story.
Yeah, I had another point I was going to say about Gina Carano.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Wade.
Well, one theory I heard is that she, one of the reasons, so Kathleen Kennedy is a big leader of Star Wars branch, the Lucasfilm right now.
Yeah, she collaborated with Steven Spielberg on a lot of projects.
Yeah, so her big baby, what she's attached to are the sequel trilogies, and her character, you know, the big character there, the female star was Rey, and, you know, kind of a boring character, I think a lot of people agree, just, you know, way too powerful too quickly, doesn't struggle with much, just not very interesting. Not a lot of people really liked Rey that much as a character, right? I mean, she was a good guy, but just not an interesting character. And then these other people were put in charge of the Mandalorian series. Kathleen Kennedy didn't have as much creative involvement with that. And that series brought in Gina Carano's character, Cara Dune. Cara Dune, that was her name, right? Is that it? And people loved that character and loved that show a lot more. It became a lot more popular. So maybe there was filler and the character on The Mandalorian was added to
so
that.
So it was like retaliation.
Could be. Plus Gina Carano is a bit right leaning in some of her political views.
Jeez.
And
Kathleen
Kennedy is pretty left.
Yeah, no, but I heard that there was more than one situation or instance that Carano said something, or I believe it was said something that was Trumpian, let me put it like that. So I think that they kind of lumped those two together or three things together. And Disney came to that conclusion.
That could be. I haven't heard of anything she posted that sounded malicious or hateful. Certainly the last one, I don't see anything. I mean, it's saying, don't be hateful. Don't be like the Nazis.
Right.
I can't see what's wrong with that at all.
And that's what's happening, Wade, is that the pendulum is swinging too far the other way. You know, things are going halfway. They're going halfway askew one way. You know, the pendulum swings one way and then it swings another before it even come close to coming in balance. So this is what's happening.
Yeah,
it did seem innocuous, and she didn't. It did seem she didn't deserve the treatment that she got, and I was assuming that there were even more to it than that, like, you know, pay.
I think they should at least negotiate with the actress if she's under contract, like tell her to take the post down, like the Mimi or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they could have given her a few options.
Right.
Yeah, I don't even see what was wrong with the post. You know, they could have just said, you know, the character is not appearing in the next series, or that's not the direction we're going with the story. Like it could have just, like, they didn't have to say anything about her being booted for political reasons. It could have been just not the artistic direction. They didn't want to use the character. And I think people, okay, like, I guess some fans of the character maybe would have been like, why not? But I would.
I guess in
that.
Some ways they
care.
Were trying to shame her because they went public with it.
Yeah,
and
it seems like
people have a right to their own opinions, and she was just trying to make a parallel morality claim, like just don't be too quick to judge type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's an interesting. I even have the original audio news report of what I just mentioned. I have a short video. It's only 1 minute, so I think it'd be interesting for you guys to hear it. Yeah, I'll play it right now.
I'm going to talk about something that Wade just mentioned.
The world's biggest skyscraper, New York's 1,248-foot-high Empire State Building, and a Mitchell bomber flying blind in a fog haze. Chief actors in one of the strangest tragedies of the year. With visibility down almost to zero, traveling at 200 miles an hour, the bomber crashed with terrific impact into the 78th and 79th floors of the building, smashing through seven walls.
You could tell how original it is. It's got even old music and everything.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
Do you guys have any response to that?
No, I just didn't know. I have a B-25 is a pretty large aircraft. And it did tear through, if it said seven walls. And the elevator shaft, I can understand it. But I've never heard of it before. And I don't know if it could have been done in a fog or maybe it was done intentionally. That was right at the time we were just ready to, finish everything. But who knows? It didn't say anything about that.
I was just letting Wade know that I looked up Gina Carano's Twitter, and she has 862,000 followers, and I just added her. But she had a response by Yoda. She put up a quote by Yoda, "Fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate, hate leads to butt hurt."
Yeah, there was another post. I mean, if they were upset about comparisons to Jews, the Jewish treatment under the Nazis, that the other actor, Pedro, the star of the show, Pedro Pascal, he posted something where on the top it said Germany 1944 or something like that, and it showed Jews behind bars in a concentration camp. And then under it, it said the U.S. 2018, and it showed like what looked like kids in a cage. And that's a comparison too with the Nazi era. And the thing is, also they found out apparently the picture that he showed was not from the United States. It was something unrelated in a different country.
I wanted to make a comment. I'm watching The Crown. And I told you guys, I've been watching it. It's about the history of Queen Elizabeth from her early days as queen till present. And her husband was Greek, a Greek military person. His dad was almost killed in a coup, and he had to escape. And he had two sisters who moved to Germany, and one of them married a Nazi. And anyone who has any Nazi associations has a blemish on them. Like, there were bad association ties to that because he was judged indirectly for having sisters living in Germany, and then one married a German officer or something like that.
Well, mm-hmm. you see they excommunicated Marco and William, they excommunicated them from the monarchy. That is it because she's black? I think so.
So I just wanted to throw that in. Albert, did you have any more comments on your topic?
Well, I also have a quick topic to mention too. That back in 2019, when Vanessa Quist was killed by policemen entering her house. The thing is, the landlord said that the landlord wanted to check up on her to see if she was I can't remember what it was. It was her security checks or whatever. So the police came in there, and I guess she pulled out a BB gun, and the police shot her and killed Vanessa Marquez. Now, Vanessa Marquez, when she was killed in 2018, right, she was back then, right, in 2017, she was an actor in a popular TV series, The ER. I don't know if you guys ever watched The ER. Vanessa Marquez, in her Twitter, spoke about sexual harassment, and she also spoke about how Clooney helped put her on a blacklist when she spoke up about harassment to George Clooney.
And what was her name?
So, Vanessa Marquez. Vanessa Marquez was an actor in the show The ER, and she spoke about sexual harassment. And so she told George Clooney, I guess George Clooney ratted her out and put her on the blacklist. And so they fired her from the ER because she spoke. And then also Twitter deleted her account, which if you type in Vanessa Thought on Twitter, it'll say that it was closed. They closed her sections of the Twitter's, policies. So somehow, I don't know how, but somehow Vanessa violated Twitter's policy, so they banned her from Twitter. You know what I mean? And of course, and then they fired her from the ER TV show because she complained about sexual harassment. And now in 2018, the police killed her in her own home. It's just something interesting. But because you guys were talking about famous people, so I figured I'd mention Vanessa Marquez. A famous actor.
What do you mean they killed her in her own home?
The police came inside her house, and she pulled out a BB gun and pointed at the police, and they shot her and they killed her.
That wasn't smart. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pull out anything, having police barging in that looked remote. I wouldn't even point my fingers at them worrying that it would look like a gun.
Well, there are other cases. I'm not just Vanessa Quiz, but I mean, of course, she pulled it out and she already knew it was the cop. But there are other cases where people didn't even know it was the cop. Like sometimes, you know, they have the no-knock policy warrants, police warrants with no knocks. So they just bust down the door and they don't say they're police. They'll break down the door and come in there. And the policy of the no knock warrant was to get the whatever criminals before they flush down the evidence or all that stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? They didn't want to be waiting. So you know what I mean? But the problem is with the no knock warrant, people didn't know there were cops. And so they pulled out a gun thinking it was a robber, and you know, and that's how people get killed And if you look at the one of the girls, the black girl that was killed, she was an paramedic. I forgot her name. I don't remember off of my head.
Are you talking about Breonna Taylor?
Yeah, Breonna Taylor. Yeah. She was killed on no-knock warrant when they bust down the door, you know. You know what I mean? And of course, her boyfriend pulled the gun out because he didn't know. He didn't know, you know. But this is an interesting story because Vanessa Marquez is somebody very famous, right? She's a very famous person. She's a TV star, right? She's a famous TV star. And so the police came in there and they shot her and they killed her, right? But it's very interesting because before then, she was complaining about sexual harassment. So this is very,
Why did she pull a BB gun on the cops? Was that her only line of defense?
Well, actually, she was under depression. She was under depression because they put her on the blacklist, And you know, when you mess with big Hollywood, they destroy your career, and they make it so you can never get back into the movie industry. So basically, they destroyed Vanessa Marquez's career, and she was she was never allowed in. She wasn't even allowed in like the security won't even allow her back in. Even in the Warner Brothers, you know how the Warner Brothers in Los Angeles, I've been there, I've been outside, I've never been inside, but I've been outside the Warner Brothers facility. They have like security and stuff like that. They have the checkpoints and everything. And yeah, I know how intense it is. Will probably be hard, right? You have to get to the security. But anyways, yeah, she was black. She was banned from even trying to get there or stuff like that. I mean, she was literally blacklisted, right? Yeah, they destroyed her career. And she went under deep depression, and so when the police came there, you know, she at that point when she was depressed, and pulled out the BB gun right in front of the police, and told them and she told the police to shoot her, you know what I mean?
Wow.
The police tried to back away. But you know, she got closer to the police, and then they ended up shooting her, killing her. And then when George Clooney was asked about her, George Clooney says, you know, that he had nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? That he wasn't the producer, or you know what I mean? Or control of the ER show, so he could not affected her career. But Vanessa Marquez literally said on Twitter that George Clooney put her on the blacklist. So you know what I mean? Why would she say that? And then, you know what I mean? And then
she
did.
That's a he said, she said. That can't be proven one way or another about the blacklisting.
Sure.
But I understand the blacklisting because I was blacklisted. I worked at the LA Times and pretty much left there. I got pissed, and that's the only job I ever pretty much just blew off. And I couldn't get another job in the media there or here or anywhere else. Sacramento, nowhere.
Because you couldn't get a good reference?
Yeah. I pretty much have an idea. It's because I was blacklisted. Now that's just to the media jobs that I had. So I understand where she might have
that's
been.
That's too bad.
But, well, that's Los Angeles. That's Hollywood. It was, you know, part of it because I went into a depression because I got one of my screenplays stolen. And there was on ABC's Movie of the Week, and I got into a depression, and so it affected the rest of my work.
I just had to ask Albert something. Her name was Vanessa Marquez, or what was her first name?
Yeah, Vanessa Marquez.
It's pronounced Marquez.
Marquez, I know how it's spelled, though. It's M-A-R-Q-U-E-Z.
Yeah, so it's Marquez. That's how you say it. I have other
Marquez. I'm really bad at pronouncing names, but you get... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was only... when she died, she was... She was born in 1968. She died in 2018, and she was probably like in her early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard.
So was it George Clooney who harassed her, or someone like George Clooney?
Well, she said it was George Clooney. Of course, he said he didn't. We don't know. They call that nowadays, they use the term cancel culture, like what happened to Gino. You know, they try to, if everybody turns against a person, you know, but it'd be nice to see some people outside of Hollywood kind of breaking their monopoly on entertainment. You know, I'd like to – well, of course, I mean, a lot of stuff's coming out of New Zealand and England and Asia. But, yeah, I'd like to just see really great films come from more sources so that creative people have an alternative. You know, when they just get canceled or whatever by Hollywood, they can go elsewhere and still do their thing.
Yeah, I wanted to mention I looked something up about her. So they went to do a wellness check on her. She told her house was in disarray and she was experiencing a seizure, she told them. So they called to evaluate her, but then she pointed that BB gun at them, and later the L.A. County District Attorney's Office did a report and they ruled the police officers acted in lawful self-defense because she pointed the BB gun right at him, but they didn't know what it was when they first pointed it at
her. Oh, yeah, and I just figured out it was the landlord requested her welfare check. So the landlord was requesting her welfare check, and that's why the police came over. That's the excuse for the police coming over. You know what I mean? And I understand why would the police come over for a landlord requesting somebody's welfare check. I mean, you know what I mean? Why can the landlord just come over and knock at her house like, hey, where's your welfare check or whatever, you know what I mean? Or your rent, just your rent, you know what I mean, your rent. But yeah, so the landlord requested a welfare check and had the police come over her house, you know. So it just really –
she is very beautiful. I do think that the police often act in haste. Like they could have just restrained her arm and a BB gun – I don't know what kind of puncture it can create, but I don't think it can kill anybody.
But they didn't know. They probably didn't know it was a BB gun. You got to think like that. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, it's hard to. You can't always figure things out like that. That sometimes things can look like a gun, and you know they only have moments. I mean, if you don't have much time to think, if someone's going to pull out a gun real fast and shoot you, that doesn't give you a lot of time to think about what's going on.
That's true. She also pleaded to the South Pasadena officers to kill her, and they released video footage of it. It's just another sad Hollywood story.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, very sad because she got put on a blacklist because she complained about sexual harassment. You know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? And I got a short video for you guys, you know, to play. From the news report, so you guys can hear. It's just a short video, just to kind of get a different perspective from them.
It's a pretty casual show tonight, so go ahead.
All right.
On television's ER was shot and killed by police in California. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Homicide Bureau confirmed Vanessa Marquez, who played nurse Wendy Goldman on the NBC medical drama, was killed by police after pointing a BB gun at officers. Police say they were conducting a welfare check on the 49-year-old actress, whom they say was possibly suffering from a medical condition. Authorities called a mental health professional after they say Marquez became uncooperative. A press release obtained by USA Today stated she then armed herself with a handgun and pointed it at officers before the police shot her. Police say the BB gun was a replica of a semi-automatic handgun. Vanessa Marquez was pronounced dead at the hospital, and an autopsy is pending.
Yeah. Well, that's what the police say. Although I saw in the video the gun that she had, and it didn't look like no automatic freaking assault pistol type, you know, replica. For anybody who's a gun expert, I think.
Albert, no.
But of course,
I
understand from first glance. It doesn't matter what type of gun it is. If it's a gun, it's a gun. Even if it's a BB gun, it's in danger.
I can't even remember what a BB gun looks like.
Well, hey, I understand the police in that case defending themselves. They have the complete right to defend themselves. But what they didn't have the right is to come over there just for a welfare check. That's the problem.
Well, they actually do have the right.
They do have the right.
Because one time I told my boss something off color, and he was concerned about me, and he called the cops over here, but Lauren was home, but I wasn't.
Well, that's the problem with today here in America. You know, a lot of people that get shot by the police, they come for a welfare check, and you know, in a new program instead, you know, I mean, they put too much money into police, and they know what they need is, you know, the welfare psychologist teams to actually go out there and talk to people that are in a mental crisis. You know what I mean? Why would you want a cop to show up there with a gun if you're in a mental crisis? You know what I mean? You need an expert in a mental crisis to come over there and help you, right? Like a psychologist, somebody in a huge
That's
domain
what they
working
were
program.
To send,
know?
The article says.
They didn't send those people. They send the cops with guns. That's what they send. Not professional. You know, mental. You know. I don't know what you call those people, but people that help you with your mental problems, you know, people, you know.
Sure, psychologists. You know, unless there's
I guess it's psychologists, but yeah.
Like, yeah, I agree with you, but I wonder, like, is there more to it than that? I don't know.
I saw a picture of how she looked in her bed. The day they came over there, and her house was in disarray, and like Wade said, they don't always have a lot of time to decide. But if she's pointing a gun at them, if you're in somewhere like rural Minnesota, the cops aren't probably going to shoot you. But if you're in a city like L.A. or Pasadena where they deal with hundreds of emergencies every day, then she could have... You know, it was frightening for them, so they just offed her.
Yeah, the question is, I mean, they could have knocked on the door, you know what I mean, called her on the phone, or like I said, send a real team that can deal with that kind of stuff, like psychologists or something like that, right?
But it didn't happen that way, and it sounds like a complete mishap.
Yeah, well, that's always the case, though, right? Yeah, somebody has a mental problem. They send a cop. Cop comes over there, breaks down your door, and comes in there to help you with your mental crisis. And they point the gun at you. You know, when people are suffering a mental crisis, what do you think they're gonna do, right? You think they're gonna be, oh, thank you for coming over, and you know, because I'm in a mental crisis. I appreciate you coming. No, they're gonna be really upset. It's gonna make you even more upset. You know what I mean? They're gonna be even more pissed off because they're already in the mental state, right?
It's a difficult situation.
I agree. So, anyways, you guys, it's 11:52 in Minnesota. We have 15 to 20 minutes left. So now is the time to bring up another topic or just start making your summaries for the week.
Well, what I'd like to know is, Wade, what is your interest in Gina Carano?
Oh, it's just because I was bothered about, you know, I wasn't even that interested in the character. I liked the show, The Mandalorian, but I just was bothered by someone just being treated so badly. I mean, why is someone being fired? You know, I wouldn't have even cared if they just weren't interested. Like, you know, they didn't have to say that was why they fired her. If they just said, she's not coming back, we're not bringing the character back in season 3. Okay, I wouldn't care. But it's just that she was, that they're lying about her, it seems, and just the mistreatment of people, it bothers me. And there seems to be a lot of lying about people and people not fact-checking and just believing what is being told, you know, kind of like the Sandman, Nicholas Sandman situation, just more of that. There's a lot of that going on, and it's disturbing.
Well, you know, what I've been seeing, you know, I've been seeing that there's a study showing that, you know, like that black people had a harder time to get loans from the bank than white people. They were turned down twice as more than white people when they were asking for loans from the banks, right? And then the same thing, I looked at segregation, right, where all the white people live here and all the black people live over there, right? And I looked at many other things, you know, about, and I figured, wow, it's like, you know, I mean, this country has a lot of racism, right? But, you know, what would be the number one thing to solve this country's racism? What would be the number one thing that would solve this country's racism? And I figured out that to solve this country's racism, we got to get rid of the hidden, and I emphasize hidden laws, policies, and regulations. These are hidden laws and regulations and policies. They're hidden among the people that allow racism to happen, allow people to be segregated and live in different areas, allow people of color not to get loans from the bank. You know what I mean? Allow people not to get certain jobs. And you know what I mean? And it's all around us. We're surrounded by this. I repeat it again. Hidden laws and regulations and policies of racism. They're hidden. And
Albert,
so
that's what we got to really look into,
getting rid of these hidden laws, regulations, and policies.
They're not hidden. They're not hidden, Albert. What are you talking about? This is in plain daylight. If blacks read the laws, they would understand that almost more than half are to control blacks only. Have you been listening to me for the last 4 years or so? Because there is nothing hidden about any of this. It's all out in the open. It's taken at face value. And whenever I yell at you, it's because I really want you to get off your ass and do what you say. Follow, you know, follow what your heart says. You know, walk. If you talk to talk, walk the walk. That's when I yell at you, because I'm trying to tell you that, you know, I'm doing this right now. This is our legislative session here in Nevada, and we are breaking down so many, like no-knock. No-knock's one of our first bills that we're going to go after. And there are so many bills in this particular legislature that's going to be civil rights oriented. And you need
You got to admit that some of them are hidden. I mean, you know, the no-knock warrant, but also the stop and frisk. There's the stop and frisk, and stop and ID. They ask for people's ID. You know,
where have you been? You've been out.
You know, but here, those are open laws. But how about policies? Like when you go apply for an apartment, to live in an apartment, and here's the thing: like there's no written down policies. Where you know what I mean?
Wow.
Like the way they train these people, they work at these apartments, like the people they hire. There's no written down policy like it says only hire whites and do not hire blacks. It doesn't say hire whites and do not hire blacks. It doesn't say that. It's a hidden policy, because the way they hire people and the way they don't allow certain people. I know for a fact in low income apartments. Where if you have a criminal record, if you're tainted with a criminal record, they won't allow you to live in a low income apartment. But check this out. They have certain cases where if you do have a warrant, you can write it down and they look at it and they give you a chance and they let you live at the low income apartment. They deny the black people and they accept the white people for the same exact crimes.
Albert, everybody knows this though. You're not telling anybody, and nothing's hidden. You've got to just remember what you've seen or read, because this is everybody knows that.
Exactly. Well, I'm
you guys,
saying,
I'll be
like,
right back. Keep talking.
Okay. But this is how homeless people end up homeless. Okay. Let's just say that you're an honest working black man or whatever, and you got caught up in, you know, maybe selling a cigarette to a minor, You know what I mean? And remember that one guy that sold a cigarette to, remember that one black guy that sold a cigarette to a minor and they choked him and he couldn't breathe and then he died, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, okay, so let's just say you get arrested for selling a cigarette to a minor and now you got a criminal record, right? And that's, you know, that's not a bad criminal record. I mean, to put in fact, I mean, like, you know, it's just a cigarette, right? It's not like you stab somebody, kill somebody, or rape somebody, right? You just sold a cigarette to a minor, right? It's not a big deal. But anyways, so now that's in your criminal record. You get arrested. Now, you try to get up for a job, and now it's hard to get a job because you have a criminal record. They won't hire you. You know what I mean? But for some reason, you know what I mean? You could smoke weed and still become the president, like George Bush, right? He became the president and he admits he smoked weed. But if you smoke weed before, you know, and just before marijuana was more, you know, it was not much allowed like it is now, but before. You know what I mean? If you're arrested for that, it'd be hard to get a job. Yeah, and especially people of color, and then the white people for the same reason they were still given a second opportunity. There, here's another thing. Okay, so now you can't get a job, and you're living at your low income apartment. Guess what? If you have a criminal record, right, your low income apartment can go back to your records and won't allow you to sign another year contract, whatever, to continue living at the low income apartment. And so now you're not even allowed to live at your low-income apartment, you know what I mean? So they kick you out because you have a criminal record for, like, selling cigarettes to a minor, right? So now
where
you can't get a job,
now?
And now you can't live. Now you can't live in any low-income apartment, and that's
where
how people end
been?
Up homeless. End up home, even for
where
people that do
been?
Have a job. Even for people that do have a job, like they get a job and they work their minimum wage job and they have a job,
right,
but they're not allowed to live at low-income apartments because every low-income – this is the industrial complex apartment industry. The industrial
do
complex apartment industry has policies and laws in place.
Do something about it.
They don't want criminals living in their apartments, right? But they don't, you know, but the way they discriminate, you know, on petty criminals, right? On petty criminals or even misdemeanors, you know?
Do something about it.
Yeah, I'm trying. The first thing that I need to do
about
it is have public awareness. Public awareness is the first thing I need to do about it, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Everybody knows about it. Why do you think people were rioting in the street? Everybody knows about it.
I mean, I think
everybody.
There needs to be some research, too, that you can't just say, like, you know, you need to go beyond, oh, look, this firm has a lot more white people than black people. Look at, let's make, like, the resumes public. And, like, if you can show me, okay, look, this black person applied for the job. Look at how much more qualified his resume shows. But they gave it to this white guy, you know, what's up with that? And then you could put the pressure on the employers. Now, if it's the other way around, and obviously, like, oh, look, this white guy's resume is a lot better. Okay, well, then you know there wasn't discrimination in that case. So I think, you know, there would need to be more.
Well, that's why I call the hidden. That's why I had called a hidden policy, because it's not like
yeah.
you could just come in there and be like, hey, you hired that white guy. Did he do a crime? They're not allowed to tell you that information. Everything's kept secret. You know what I mean? They don't display, even if you try to pull up public records, they don't put those on public records. Those are private information, and they keep a lot of those stuff private. That's not on public records.
Yeah. Well, another thing, too, is like one of the point, you know, a libertarian point I would make is they need to stop making it so difficult for people to start businesses. People that don't have a lot of resources and money, so that these people that are not economically well off and are don't easily get a loan from the bank, don't have such a difficult time starting a business. The money that they need to put into, they wouldn't have to get such big loans if there weren't all these expensive fees and unnecessary fees and all these politicians expecting, bureaucrats expecting their cut. Like, you know, make it easier for people to start businesses. And then you could have a lot more businesses from the poor and minorities. And, yeah, that's what I would say.
Yes, and the fact to do something about it, like he asked, like he's saying, I mean, at Absolutely. First I need like money for a website. You know what I mean? It costs $1,000 for a web designer to buy a domain for a website. You know what I mean? And then of course I don't have an office. That costs money too. Or I need to travel around the world to talk to politicians. Oh, wait, I can't afford the airline tickets. You know what I mean? All that doing something costs money. Yeah. So you know what I mean?
You're asking the wrong.
You're only kind of wrong. You know what I mean? But what I'm doing what I can afford to do. I'm doing what I can afford to do right here on my cell phone, what I can afford to do. I go on the internet. I even talk to people, and I do a lot more than what you know. I mean, you have no idea of what I'm trying to do to try to at least on what I can do on my behalf. I'm doing a lot more than you actually know.
Okay, good. That's good news. And like a website, you know, it's not that hard to learn to build a website. That can save you thousands. People can work from their home, and that saves people a lot of money. There's, you know, people waste a lot of money on things they don't need, too.
I was thinking of working from home. Somebody said that FEMA's hiring, you know, the Federal Emergency Management place, because of all the disasters, they're hiring people for the call center.
Well, here's an interesting about working from home, right? And during the coronavirus, a lot of people start working from home on the coronavirus. And check this out. In Texas, when the power went out in Texas, guess what? You weren't able to work at your house anymore because the power went out. So now, you know, the people in Texas, of course, not everybody. I'm pretty sure their employers know that the power was out, so they didn't fire them or anything. But some of them actually lost their jobs in Texas because the power went out.
Well,
wasn't their fault,
ridiculous.
But the power went out. They can't work from home anymore, and they lost their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I'm glad that you went back to that topic, because I was going to say centralized energy production is one of the main problems that people need to look at. Michael Reynolds and the Earthship concept. If energy, if a lot of things were, if homes were self-contained systems, it wouldn't be as much of an issue.
Well, you know, and another big thing, people that are trying to make money and, you know, trying to make a living for themselves, right? And you know, I mean, some people
were they really
in the stock
fired
market.
During the
and,
electrical crisis?
Well, not all, not many, and you know, as you already know, like you know, CNN, ABC, you know, they're not going to be reporting that kind of stuff. So I see this in the independent news channels, so on the ones that I see, not the ones you see, but so yes, there were people that were fired in Texas because they lost their power and they weren't able to work, so they just fired them, you know, or you know, I they called laid them off, right? They didn't fire
right.
them, just laid them
that's
off, right? You know, that's the word they like to use, right? So
yeah,
yeah. So there were people, and also too, I mean, like people invested in the stock market, right? They lose their power. Now here's the important thing: when you're investing in the stock market, you got to be able to buy and sell your stocks, and you got to be able to look at your stocks every day, because you could be in big trouble if you're not looking at your stocks, and all of a sudden the power goes out for a couple of days, and then you know you can't see your stocks, and a week later you finally get back with the power back on, and you lose all your money, right? So there's a lot of ways people can lose a lot of money just by losing their power.
Could be, yeah. I mean, I did some stock market recently with Robinhood, and it's not that exciting. I tried to get out of the habit of looking at it so often because it would get kind of addictive, and I'm like, okay, it's not going to change that quickly. But yeah, but I mean, it can help, you know, people. But you got to be careful too when it starts going down. Sometimes you don't know. You know, it's not always the best idea to just pull your money out right away. Because it goes up and down. But no, I see
yeah,
your point.
Albert,
I mean, people need to be online.
Albert said he lost money with Robinhood, right, Albert?
Well, yeah.
I don't think he lost money. He was telling the story about The common man losing money.
If you remember the last when we last spoke, he said he lost money.
Yes, he was talking about just the crises of regular people investing and then getting snuffed out by the corporates.
He said he lost
money.
Damn, you people don't listen.
Well,
okay, did you lose money, Albert?
Yes, I lost some money, but I mean, I didn't. It's not like I invested all my money in there, but. During the market manipulation, you know, a lot of people lost money because they were only allowed to sell and they weren't allowed to buy. And, you know, and they didn't warn their customers about this. They just did it without telling nobody. And they secretly brought down the market. And until people
actually find
out. I
ended up reading about it after the show.
GameStop. Right.
And by the way, there was just on the 18th, 2 days ago, on the 18th, there was a GameStop hearing already on the court where they had the CEO of Robinhood and also Citadel, because Citadel is connected to Robinhood and they were losing money. And of course, Marvin Capital, he was connected with them too. So he was at the court hearing. But not just them. They didn't take just the big banksters, bankers and big hedge funds, and those guys to court. They also took a YouTuber guy, but he goes by the name of Roaring Kitty. The YouTuber guy, he was also taken to court too, and also the CEO of Reddit was taken to court. Now here, the interesting part for me. Was that like the Wall Street Bets? They were bought into the GameStop. Now, by the way,
NPR covered the story last week. It ended up metastasizing, and bigger media giants were paying attention to it.
Yeah, and by the way, so like when people come out on TV, like a big investors and hedge funds come out on TV and tell you what are the good stocks and what are the bad stocks, and then talk about what's a good stock to buy and where you should invest your money, and they come out on TV and they tell you this, and it's not against the law for them to do that, but when it comes to like on the internet, like Reddit. Independent users are discriminated on the law policies where they attack them, where they're like, you know, when they do it, they're doing something criminal, right? They are talking amongst each other to do something criminal, to buy a stock which is against the law in their way, right? But it's not against the law for hedge funds to hire a bunch of people and do a Shark Tank thinking a thinker where they you know figure out which stocks to buy and stuff like that in a group of investors of big hedge funds investors, right? So basically the interesting part for me is the Wall Street Bets Reddit users they were on Reddit were also on Discord. So at the time when this happened, like a day later after the GameStop big squeeze happened, the Wall Street Bets was banned from Discord. So Discord banned the Wall Street Bet users, and they said supposedly they banned them because of foul language, because they were using foul language. Mm. They're using heinous and foul language, right?
Yeah, right.
That's why they banned them, right? Right. Mm. Like, what a perfect time to ban them for, right? But here's the interesting part, though. During the GameStop hearing, they took Reddit to court, but they did not take Discord to court. So why would they take Reddit to court but not Discord? Because they're in the both same company, right? Discord and Reddit are both social media outlets, and they both also had at the time that it happened, they both had the same Wall Street Bet user was on Discord and Reddit, right? There it was on both social media pages, right? And when this happened, right? But they didn't take Discord to court; they only took Reddit to court. That was the most.
And I totally agree with you about how it was wrong, how they were treated, and it's unfair, and it's about, you know, hierarchy and status. But, okay, they did two different things, because Discord, they bumped people off of a discussion. I think they were jerks, but I don't think that's illegal. It's kind of like how Twitter deplatformed, they basically deplatformed them, like Twitter deplatforming Trump. But what Robinhood did was very different, because they're the brokerage, like whatever you'd call them, and they blocked people from getting a specific getting specific stocks, buying specific stocks. So they're manipulating the market, and I think there may be laws about when you're a brokerage. It's going beyond just preventing the speech on a platform.
Yes. And
you guys,
and
you and Don and Wade can finish the show up. I gotta be to work in 2 hours. I gotta lay
right.
down.
Right.
So
okay,
just
I'll
whenever you're ready
quick.
To hang
okay.
up, just go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. So during the whole court hearing, which I was watching, right? I was watching the court hearing. They never mentioned Discord, by the way, right? And so they attacked Reddit a lot. Back and forth, they were attacking Reddit, you know. So it's really confusing to me, because the Wall Street Bet users used Discord and Reddit at the day of the big squeeze, and then a day later, Reddit banned all the users, right? And Discord banned all the users, but Reddit did not. Day later, they ran them, right? But so yeah, so what puzzles me the most, why the question is why Discord was not taken to court and only Reddit, right? Why Reddit was taken to court and Discord was not taken to court? Why?
I can try to explain better, but yeah, there is a difference, because Discord, it was just the communication. It was a social media platform. There wasn't money involved with Discord. With Robinhood, now they were jerks, of course, but I don't think it's
No, illegal. I'm talking about Reddit,
just like
not
it
Robinhood.
It wasn't illegal for Twitter to deplatform Trump. With Robinhood, they were preventing them from buying the stocks.
I'm not talking about Robinhood. I'm talking about Reddit. I'm talking about Reddit and Discord. They're both social media platforms.
Okay,
and Wall Street Bets use both social media platforms to talk about buying game stocks. They talk about stocks and GameStop, right?
Albert, so they used both social media to do it on that very day it happened.
So the thing is, why only one social media taken in court and the other social media not taken in court?
Albert. Okay,
go on,
okay.
Don.
Yes, man, go on, man. What's happening
there? You answered your own question. Reddit and Discord are social media platforms, completely independent of Robinhood and the exchanges. So what's happening is that they don't fall under any regulatory or registration regulations. So they don't. So there's nothing that you can really do with a Reddit. Other than just say, hey, don't do that, which they haven't, because they went to, what was the other one, and then they went to Silver. And they've tried it a couple of times since. So you can't do anything with a social media platform. That's what all of this court cases with.
It's not that you can't do anything with social media platform. That's not the question. Reddit was taken to court and Discord was not taken to court.
Reddit was
only
taken to court. They were only deposed. They weren't taken to court. They weren't sued, or there's no civil or criminal action against them. They were just were deposed. But they were just they asked them questions. But that was it. Robinhood is still having cases.
Yeah, but they should have asked the same question to Discord as well. But this Discord was left alone.
But they
and they could attack Discord just like they attacked Reddit, because the users of Wall Street Bet use Reddit and Discord the same exact way to buy these stocks, right? They use them both at the same time and both in the same way
but
at the time did it, at the day that it happened. The only reason I tell you that why DISCO wasn't taken to court and attacked like Reddit was attacking, and DISCO was not attacking, not taken there because Discord banned all the users the day after it happened. They all got banned.
Albert.
All right, Don, go ahead.
What's happening? All Reddit did was collected a whole bunch of people to buy a stock. That's all they did. They didn't do anything criminal. They didn't do anything that was inside the stock market's regulatory, grasp or their reach. They didn't do anything. They just had both Reddit and Discord. All they did took a group of people, an individual. They're not even connected. There is no board. Took these people and suggested that they go buy this game stock. That's all. There's nothing criminal about that. There's nothing to complain about that. As a matter of fact, you saw the CEO, outgoing CEO, I forgot his name, the black guy, saw him say that this, and other people have said it too, that the main thing is to disrupt the regular course of business. That's what these guys want to do. That's what Elon Musk has said millions of times. You want to have the ability to upset the course of business. And they're doing it. They found a new way to do it, and now it's the regulators' problem to find out what is real, fair, legal. That, you know, it's just cat and mouse. So Reddit has they just started it. They didn't have, they can't be taken to court for anything except to be asked questions.
All right, I've got to get going, guys. I'm on an early schedule these days. We'll see you later.
Well, do you have a conclusion? Because I'm going to be leaving too. Do you have a conclusion?
Oh,
something you want to say, maybe about Corano or something else?
No.
The
topic was interesting earlier. I think I would say look into Earthship, and if we start making our homes more self-autonomous instead of needing these big complex systems, will be better. But of course, the big companies aren't going to like that, and politicians. We're going to have to deal with the politicians. But I'll leave on that, and that's it.
Well, thank you very much, Wade.
I
was interested in why you were so interested in Corano, but you answered. We're interested in the process and the situation, so that's cool.
Yeah. Yep.
And all right, Albert, anything you have to say, conclusion?
That's pretty much it. A lot of what I said, most of what I said, was facts, and, just show how corrupted the system is, how unfair it is, and, and I guess by corruption and unfair, I guess you know why the disparity of the racial gap, but also the wealth, the giant wealth gap of the rich and the poor, right? Or the rich getting richer and the poor getting more poor, right? These facts right here show that, right? So, I think knowledge is power, right? I mean, the more that I can put out there, people to know. I mean, people didn't know about the Empire State Buildings being hit by the, bomber aircraft a long time ago, right? Airplane, right? Before the 9/11, right? This happened a long time ago, but it was hidden from us, right? I had to watch this, video from another country. Even the original video is still out there, but it's not here. They're just trying to hide it. If you look very deep, you'll find it, because it's out there. So yeah, I think hiding stuff and making stuff unfair, and it's just the way the system works around here, right? So of course, I always want to push for change and do whatever I can beyond what I can do, because I can't do much because I'm literally have no money, right? I barely have enough for gas, right? If I drive more than 20 miles away from my house, I'd be stuck. I won't have enough gas to get back home. So I'm just barely scratching at my point. So right now I'm just trying to survive to stay alive, right? I'm working day in, day out, just to stay above. So when you're fighting really hard just to stay alive, you can't get to a point where you're swimming in gold or you can't help anybody if you can't even help yourself, right? So right now I'm trying to help. But I am in the stock market and I am trying to make money in the stock market. I just started recently in the stock market. Anyways, so I'm trying to better my financial life to help myself before I can help anybody else, right? So hopefully I can make some money in the stock market and change my financial struggle in life and come from a surviving point where I'm just barely struggling just to survive, to a point where I can actually survive well and actually be able to help other people.
Well, thank you very much. That's why I keep saying I ask you for. You come up with some of the, most passionate, obvious points, but you I'm afraid that you don't do enough with it, that you just talk and don't act enough. And that's what I keep asking you to do. That's what I, try to stop you, to make you see that there's more than just talk. Anyway, that's pretty much kind of what I was going to say, because I'm a black man and I've experienced all this stuff. I've got, we got stopped because I was black. It's quite a, and I drive sports cars because I always drive sports cars, and I like to go fast. And I've been a lot of places. I do a lot of traveling and things like that. So I know that these just disparate treatments of different races occurs. I worked at as a caddy as a kid. So I was with the richest people ever since I've ever known, and I know how they act. And racism is first and foremost, right beside sexism. And everybody knows. That's what I was trying to tell you, Albert. Everybody knows it exists. So what is happening right now is a catharsis. We're right in the middle of a new wave of change, philosophically, ideologically, and now economically. We're not going back to work anymore at the office. We're going to be at home or in places that have a lot of distance between us. So these are going to be different times, and I just want everybody to know that it's time to wake up and get to work. This is a time that people can heal, people can work together, and maybe in the next 2 years we can start getting on our good side and each other's good side and make this country a little better than it was. Awesome. So that's all I have to say, and I'm glad you guys were on. We kind of missed a week, but we'll be on in the next few days, all right?
Hey, cool. Good. It was a good talk. All right.
All right, you guys. Have a good. Have a good week, and we'll probably talk next weekend.
Sounds good.
All right, good night.
Bye. All right, good night.